Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Ah, so it is Friday the 13th. I'm like still wiping tears from watching that,
Army Navy video.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So sorry, the game is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow, not on Sunday. So everybody just take a deep breath. Made a mistake. So today though is also a big day. Friday the 13th is not just Friday the 13th. It's December 13th. Which is Taylor Swift's birthday. And we were talking about her this morning because, you know, she started her career right here in Pennsylvania. She started her life right here in Pennsylvania, right down the road in Wyomissing, PA. And I remember the first time that she came to XTU when she sang this song.
But when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we dance to all night long, the moon like a spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness,
remember this? Like her voice is so little.
Think that little black dress, think of my head on your chest, and my old faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me.
So sweet.
Did she just come and just turn a guitar and she just sat there in the studio and played?
Yeah, she just kind of hung out with us and she was so super cool. And even at just like 15, 16 years old, she was tremendous. Really easy to talk to.
And all that hair going on.
I know. Yeah. She was beautiful. Yeah. But what was funny about that song, so she ended up performing that at the CMAs and she had never met Tim McGraw. She just wrote the song. Like, that's how songwriters work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was a huge star at the time, as he still is. And so she wrote the song about him. So during the CMAs, she's performing the song with her guitar. And then she walks down the steps while she's singing the song. And Tim and Faith are in the front row. And she sang it right to him. And I have to think, like, I remember watching it and being like, oh my gosh, Dan, like she, because she's just a teenager and she's standing in front of, you know, country music royalty. I thought she has to be just freaking out, but it spoke so much to me about what an amazing human she is that she was able to keep it together and do such a great performance. And he hugged her afterwards and it was really sweet.
Yeah. And since then, things have been pretty good for her.
Yeah. Things have worked out really well. I mean, she's wickedly talented. She is one of those people that when you meet her, she's exactly what you wish that Taylor Swift would be, right? Like she's kind and generous and so sweet and so interested in you and not, you know, just like, you know, like she's not all about her. She's all about you. You were like the only person in the room when she talks to you. It's really great.
If she wants to grab her guitar and come back and visit and say hi, you know, we wouldn't complain. Come on by.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.